Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Cinematic Adventures. Don't forget, if you guys are listening to us on the go, you can find us on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, basically anywhere you guys get your podcast. You can also find more of our content on our website, themisfitfaction.com. There you find links to not only this show, but some of our other shows like the Multiverse Fancast and MF Uncensored. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Paul. With me in the studio today is Sean. Sean, how are you today?
I am amazing.
I am happy.
You're amazing.
And from the Multiverse Fancast, MF Uncensored, and that Craigslist ad that you can't tell your significant other about, Ronnie. Ronnie, how are you today?
Who?
You.
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, usually you have to pay for a response. But anyway, we're happy to have you, Ronnie.
I'm happy to be here.
Did you have a choice?
Happy, joy, joy.
Did Ronnie have a choice?
No.
Questionably.
Nah, because we're doing Cinematic Adventures last.
Yeah, we should have gone back and forth between them.
All right, see you guys.
No, get out. Get back here. So we are here, and it is the end of 2022, the beginning of 2023.
Almost 2024.
Depending on when you listen to this, obviously, because we're recording at the end of 2022, but this comes out at the beginning of 2023. Oh, no, I've gone cross-eyed.
It also could be 2021 if we talk to Roddy.
Yeah, Roddy doesn't know what year it is, apparently.
No, it's 2026.
Yeah, we did an episode of Multiverse Fancast where Roddy totally mentioned a property that came out a year different than what we were talking about, but it's fine, it's fine.
That's true, but also at the same time, it's because last year sucked.
Yeah.
In terms of TV, not in terms of...
So now, usually we'll look back at some of the movies that we've seen over the year, but unfortunately, we'll be honest, we did not get a chance.
See anything.
It was tough getting to the theaters. Adulting got in the way, other things got in the way, money gets in the way. So we decided that we wanted to take a look forward into the year of 2023 and make our predictions now of movies that we think are going to be a good time, a bad time. We're not going to go too deep into this. And also, we're going to keep all the comic book movies off this list because listen to the Multiverse Fancast if you guys are looking
there
for
you
that.
Go. Good call.
We are going to go through the list of the most anticipated releases for 2023. Some of these, we have no clue what they're about. Some of these, we don't really care too much either way. So
I see the first one here, and I know you'll never see
that. Oh, I'll never see this one. All right, so it starts off with the movie Megan.
That's not Megan.
Mithrigan.
Yeah.
All right, because the E is actually a three. Now, this is about a creepy robotic doll, and already I'm out. That's all I need.
And the girl looks like a creepy robotic doll.
Like, it's like AI, artificial intelligence, but the, you know, Haley Joel Osment wants to kill you.
Pretty much.
I've been seeing a lot more for this movie, like trailers and TV spots. When we were in the city last week, there was a lot of billboards for it.
Megan's watching you.
Oh, stop. Oh, that's terrifying. Any thoughts on Megan or just these AI movies in general?
I mean, it's James Wan and Jason Blum, so I mean, you know, if you like the good horror movies, I know you'd be in for a treat. I know nothing about the plot, really, but I'm sure it's a good time. I mean,
so
you know,
who do you think would win in a fight, Mithrigan or
iRobot?
No, I was gonna say the doll from, because it's James Wan.
Annabelle.
I go Annabelle.
You're gonna go Annabelle?
1,000%.
Or the Nun.
Oh, the Nun's terrifying. That was some.
I still think that red thing in Insidious is one of the most terrifying things.
We had a very nice trend of horror movies, especially with Patrick Wilson.
Patrick Wilson.
Yeah, he's been
The Conjuring.
The Conjuring and Insidious.
Because they weren't R. They weren't gory. They were just really good, just creepy, suspenseful films.
Insidious had the scene with like the little kid.
Yeah,
and standing in the corner.
Well,
the mom walks right by him.
When the little kid goes up to his mom and says, because the brother's in like a coma, and he's like, I don't like it when he gets up at night and walks around. And the mom's, I mean, that's all you need. You don't need violence. You just need that. And you're just like, I'm terrified.
Good script. That's why, like, there's always the debate. I think that slasher films should be rated R.
Yeah.
And there is a slasher film on this list. But you can make a good horror movie with the PG-13 rating.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You just need the right script. All right. Now, Sean, can I invite you to this movie?
You can invite me. I'm not going to go.
Because we're having a house party. Did you see the original House Party?
When I was younger.
Gonna make it look like House Party 2.
Yeah.
So House Party's coming out, and it, you know, 1990 film, but now it's being remade because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's two friends throw a massive party at the NBA superstar LeBron James's house.
See, again, you want to make a movie about two guys who throw a party in LeBron James' house, that's fine. Make the movie.
Yeah.
Don't freaking call it House Party.
No.
Because that's just a slap in the face to House Party.
You know what it is? LeBron James is trying to ruin everything great about the 90s.
Did he produce this movie?
Yes. Produced it, and he appears in it.
I know he appears in it, but I don't know if he actually, like,
he's a producer.
Like,
yep. Like I said, he wants to ruin anything good about the 90s. He ruined Space Jam.
I don't get it.
He's ruining House Party. He's ruining basketball.
sports.
Right. So
anti-LeBron James.
Oh, my God. He's almost done.
I'm a big fan of his politics. I'm kidding. Oh, my God. Ronnie got so triggered just there. Ronnie was so mad. All right, moving on. Now, this movie, I am so excited for some strange, stupid reason, and that's Cocaine Bear.
Oh, 100% I am excited.
The fact
for
that it's directed by Elizabeth Banks is what's intriguing me.
Yeah. I can't. Like, basically, this is supposedly based or partially based on a true story.
True story, yeah.
About some sort of drug run that goes wrong, and all these drugs get dropped in the woods, and a bear gets into the drugs, and he gets coked out of his mind.
It's a clever idea. The question is, how is it going to be? Is it going to be just stupid, or is it going to actually be a serious movie?
Like a B-movie type.
Snakes on a Plane?
Yeah. I think it's going to turn into a little Snakes on a Plane. In a good way, though.
It's loosely based off of a true story that happened in the 80s.
To Ronnie.
No, to a black bear, actually.
Oh, totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different. They can't cast a black bear anymore.
No.
But I'm excited for it. It's going to be, I think, a fun time. And just the trailer alone was wild.
Oh, God. Imagine seeing that thing coming after you, coked out of its mind.
I'm scared of a regular bear that's after me. Like, true. I've seen Without a Paddle, so I know how to do the fetal position. Abort the fetal position. Help me. But I am oddly excited for that. I'll be at the theater for this one, in all honesty. It's going to be stupid, but I'm psyched. All right, moving down. Now, this one, this got a little controversy behind it. Creed 3. Now, has everybody seen the Creed movies?
Yes. Saw the first one.
Saw the first one, which was a great movie.
Great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was way better than it deserved to be. Yep. And I think the more the Rocky movies have matured with me, the more I enjoy them. Even Rocky Balboa, I find a lot
to enjoy. Rocky Balboa is a great movie.
Yeah. I didn't like it as a kid, though. I don't know why. I just didn't enjoy it.
Wait, are you talking about the original Rocky or like the...
No, the one with Milo Ventimiglia where he comes back...
Because when you said you were a kid, I mean, you were 20 years old when that movie came out.
I don't... I was very different back then, Sean.
Sorry.
I was confused too.
I was just like, are you talking about the Rocky movie or are you talking about...
I think... Because you know what it is? You watch the Rocky movies for like the fighting aspects and even like the first one doesn't really have too much fighting, but like... That's what you remember.
The first one is just the classic underdog story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the second one is the underdog finally gets it. Then the third one is the underdog's become too big, and now he's got to relearn his roots. Eye of the Tiger, man. You got to get the Eye of the Tiger back.
Yeah.
Rocky IV, I think, is probably the if you polled 100 people, I think Rocky IV would be the unanimous second favorite Rocky film.
Really?
Yeah.
Over, the first one, everybody truly believes is the best one. I think a lot of people truly love Rocky IV.
Doesn't Rocky IV have the robot?
No, Rocky... I don't know about the robot. It's the Russian. It's
Happy
the whole,
birthday, Polly.
It's the whole Russia.
Drago.
It's America.
Yeah.
That's basically what this is.
Yeah.
Well, so, no, the second one was him versus Drago.
No, I know. But I feel like this one is kind of more along the lines of four.
But now we have Michael B. Jordan's also directing this one.
He's directing, producing, and starring.
Yeah.
And
I don't know enough about it, but I don't know why Schwarzenegger is not in it.
Well, I definitely know why Schwarzenegger's not in it.
Schwarzenegger. Wow. Stallone. Sorry. I'll take ownership of that one.
Stallone's a producer.
Oh, he is producing?
Yeah, but in all honesty, that's just...
So I think he's just too old and...
The steroids wore off?
Yeah, probably. I don't know why for sure, but I think that has something to do with it.
He was too busy with Expendables 4, which is on this list as well.
Yeah, true.
But we are going in order. And then a week after... So this is a ballsy move for a week after Creed, which has now proven itself to be a viable franchise.
Yeah.
Scream 6.
Who?
Scream 6.
I know. Heard you.
Oh, no. Ronnie said who, so I wasn't sure.
Who? Those movies are still a thing?
Well, the last one wasn't that bad.
That's what I heard.
I kind of lost interest after
the fourth one wasn't bad.
Yeah.
The fourth one bombed at the box office, but I still thought it was actually fairly good.
And the fifth one, I think they released it straight to...
No, fifth one came to theaters.
It came to theaters?
Yeah. So they're doing the whole Jason Goes to New York thing. This one's going to be set the first time.
Did you see the teaser?
Yeah.
Oh, it's actually completely terrifying. Yeah. Like, and it's weird because you would be like, that wouldn't happen in real life. In our world, abso-freaking-lutely, there would be conventions around the Ghostface killer. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like he's like a celebrity. They have the Stab movies inside. It's wild. I was never a big Scream.
I love the first trilogy.
The
first three movies.
Well, now we're at, so good. But now we're at the second trilogy, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So I'm curious to see what they end up doing. Now, here's one that I'm excited for, because this is a franchise that, again, another franchise that does not deserve to be as good as it actually is. John Wick Chapter 4. We haven't done John Wick on the show yet.
No, we haven't, actually.
What are your thoughts on the first three before we...
Well, the first John Wick movie is just fantastic. I mean, it's one of those movies like Taken that just comes out of left field and you just... It turns into a phenomenon. Now, it's done much better than the Taken sequels have done because the Taken sequels, I think, were hot garbage.
Yeah.
The John Wick movies have been good. I'm nervous, but then I'm not nervous. I think this should be the last one. I'm hoping it's the last one. I just think, and, you know, it's like when you, once you get to five, you're kind of like, all right, what are we doing here, guys?
Yeah. The one thing I'll say, though, is so the story isn't really what you watch John Wick
no,
for.
You watch John Wick for the fighting.
Oh, that's
and
insane.
They have done nothing but made it better.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Like
it has not fallen off in terms of stunts or in terms of fighting and all that stuff. And he is just, I mean, Jesus.
He's incredible. But it's so weird watching him be so great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then watch The Matrix, Revolutions?
No.
Resurrections.
Resurrections.
And it is just so janky, and he looks just rough trying to do the kung fu. And then you watch this. The opening scene to John Wick 3 is still one of the best. When he's running from everybody. First, he gets in the fight in the library. He kills the guy with a book.
Yeah.
Producer Mally's like, no, not the book. I was like, his neck. He just shattered that
neck.
That guy was 8 feet tall, and he book shattered him. You're worried about the book? She's like, you can't get those stains out. I was like, what is happening right now?
He broke the spine.
Literally. This was a real conversation I had with my wife. But, and then he gets into
like, I could imagine this conversation.
Yeah, I know, right? But check her out, Bibliophiles Assemble on Instagram. But like, you have that scene, and then the scene where he's in the antique storeroom and he's like putting guns together and making things work. And then he's like, the knives they're throwing them at each other. Like the third one is fantastic. And again, it does not deserve to be as good as it is. Now, the fourth one's rolling around, and it looks like he is going to be going up against his friend from the first one, the hotel manager.
Yeah.
Well, that's how the third one ends, that, you know, he's now on the, you know, on the...
On the outskirts.
And,
betrayed by Winston.
Yeah. I still think that was planned.
Oh, yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
But it looks like Bill Skarsgård's going to be, like, I guess, the villain in this one, which is interesting.
I'm fine with it, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if Halle Berry's going to be back or not in this one.
Probably not. Mm. It's like, they brought back Lawrence Fishburne for the third one.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they seem to kind of... Yeah. And he's going to be in the fourth one. But the scene with the dogs, that is such a great... dogs in that movie. You fear more for the dogs than you do for any person. Again, you watched a guy get his neck broken with a book, and you're like, huh, that guy deserved it. He wasn't nice. One of the dogs gets shot in that same movie wearing a bulletproof vest. You're like, no!
Toto! No!
Oh my God, are you okay? Give him mouth to mouth. He's fine. No. All right, now this next one. This is a weird one. Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. Nope. Ronnie, what are your thoughts on video game adaptation movies? All right.
I mean, you had Need for Speed.
Hitman.
Hitman.
The first one we actually enjoyed.
First Hitman was pretty good.
I'm trying to think. Assassin's Creed.
Oh crap.
What else?
About that.
Sonic Fallout? The Hedgehog. They didn't make a Fallout movie.
No?
No. Sonic the Hedgehog, actually, those two movies are pretty good. They're good enough. They're serviceable.
Oh, yeah.
They're coming out with Last of Us on HBO Max. Mel's very excited for that. She's a big fan of the game.
You also had...
Halo. Halo just did their show.
I know we have the new one coming up, which I'm kind of sort of getting ahead of myself. But back from the 80s, 90s, those Mario Brothers...
Sean loves that movie.
I do.
I honestly love
that movie too. Because they tried something different.
Yes. Did it work?
No.
No.
I'll probably like it better than I like the new one.
That's on the list. Relax.
Yeah.
Why do I need to relax?
Because I know absolutely nothing
about Dungeons and Dragons.
About Dungeons and Dragons.
Me neither. I never played it. Never plan on playing it.
Yeah.
I played it as a kid.
But again, when you just look at the cast, Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez, John Francis Daly, like, I would see the movie.
Yeah.
Just based on the cast.
I just...
If they called it anything else.
Whatever.
I wonder, like, do you have to know anything about Dungeons and Dragons to watch the movie?
I remember I watched the Marlon Wayans one back from the 90s.
Yeah, I remember that vaguely, very vaguely. But I'll see it because I really do like Chris Pine.
I love Chris Pine. I think, he's pretty good.
Did you see Don't Worry, Darling?
Nah, Kate did.
Yeah, all
she said it was good, and then I don't want to give anything away, but like she said, the ending was kind of like
Matrixy.
I guess. Yeah. Just.
But anyway, so didn't next.
Didn't explain it very well.
I'm excited, though, for it, and I'll go see it when it comes out in the theaters. But up next, the movie that half the room is not happy for.
There's only three people.
I know. More than half. April 7th.
You're not excited for it?
I don't know yet. I'm still trying to figure out. April 7th, 2023.
The day video game movies died.
The Super Mario Brothers movie. Now, here's my issue with the Super Mario Brothers movie. I love Chris Pratt. I really do. I will watch a Chris Pratt movie. I'm never disappointed with his performance. It's never his performance that's ever an issue.
He plays the same character in every freaking movie.
Did you see, what was the movie with him in space with Jennifer Lawrence? Passengers? Mm. He was different in that movie. Yeah. But I get what you're saying. I do totally understand. And they make fun of it in the second Lego movie. Yeah. Where like he's got like the other version of him is like, he trains raptors and he's a guardian of the galaxy. Like, wow, he's so cool. But he's playing Mario, and the problem is...
It's me, a Mario.
The problem is the visuals look incredible. The trailer dropped. They had Donkey Kong in it. They had Bowser. We heard the voice for Bowser, and that's actually pretty solid.
That's Jack Black.
He does a good job. We have...
I think you hear Luigi.
We hear Luigi.
Which is Charlie Day.
Which I'm okay with.
I love Charlie Day.
Depending. I want to hear more. And then we have Rainbow Road. We have Mario Kart.
I know. It hits all the feels that you would think we would want.
But you only hear him say, let's-a-go.
Let's-a-go.
And it sounds like Chris Pratt doing a Mario impression.
So what would you prefer? Him doing a Mario impression or him just using his normal...
If I had those two choices only, him doing a Mario impression.
Okay. That's what I kind of want. I want to hear the Italian...
Yeah.
I want to hear the Mario. I don't want Chris Pratt's voice coming out of Mario. It just don't seem right.
I think what the best thing that should have happened was to do something like editing wise for his voice.
Get the guy who voices him in the games.
But see, here's the other thing. Here's Devil's at.
What's his name?
I don't know. I'm just
Phil.
Charles. Charles something. Hand to God. Look it up right now.
Why is your hand on my thigh?
I'm telling you right now, look it up.
I'm not looking it up.
Somebody look it up. His
You're
name
a guest
Charles.
On this show. You do not make demands.
Then prove me wrong.
I won't.
He can't tell he's serious or not.
Oh, he's dead serious.
Charles
Barkley.
Martin?
Barkley.
Martin?
Barkley.
No, not Charles Barkley.
Sports.
Look it up for me, Sean.
But it's like Charles Martin or something. Here's my like devil's advocate while Sean actually does that. So I remember watching the Super Mario cartoon show as a kid.
Yeah.
And... like, he had a different voice. It wasn't the same voice as the... Mm-hmm. We identify Mario with the Super Nintendo, or the Nintendo 64 Mario. That is the Mario that most kids from the 90s up, most people now, adults, because we are adults now, despite we're doing a podcast in my basement. Was he right?
I hate you, but you're right.
What was his name?
His name is Charles Martinet.
Ah, wow.
But you were... Wow.
Wow. So the Cinematic Adventures is now Ronnie's show.
Yeah.
He has now taken ownership of it.
I thought he was pulling that out of his ass. I could see what he ate yesterday.
Imagine if a warp tube also played at the same time. Burp, 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 pulls this out. Wow. Right out of the fun fact fanny pack.
He knuckle-shelled us. Yeah. Spike-shelled us.
The blue shell.
Yeah. The blue shell.
He just hit that blue shell. We were in first, and he was like, nah, not today, son.
Well, but, on that note, this is a great show. Yeah. See you guys later.
Guys, I never need to come on this show again.
I have one podcasting superior to all.
I don't know how. I really don't know how I'm going to feel about this movie. I might end up liking it. I really don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I have a strong suspicion that he's going to talk like Chris Pratt throughout the movie. And then near the end, he's going to kind of somehow become talking. Or he's going to have one moment where he has that video game sound.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be like the moment the audience goes, oh my God.
I don't know. Like, I hope that they're paying attention like Sonic did, where Sonic came out with a trailer and the fans were like, no.
Yeah.
And for one of the rare times that the studio was like, we got you.
Yeah.
And they managed to fix it.
Speaking of that, I know one of the biggest gripes I've seen all over the internet is his butt.
He's not as thick.
He's not as thick as he was.
You can see the texture in his jeans. Yeah. That's how great the animation is. But he does not have a badunkadunk.
Yeah.
That is what people are concerned about. an Italian, he doesn't have an Italian accent or a fat ass. Yep. That's what we're concerned about.
Well, you know, this movie is going to coincide with, obviously, like, you know, we're going to get Super Mario Land, Universal Studios in Hollywood.
Which I want to go to.
We're going
to
get it in Florida in another 2 years, I believe, but... Looking forward to that. You're going to have your own Mario Kart ride, which is really cool. But
I wonder if I'll beat you in all that, too.
Probably. Yeah. I've never denied that you're better than me than Mario Kart.
Better than you, too.
I didn't say you were.
All right, just making sure. No, it's just establishing dominance.
Paul
after
just
you
needs
kind
to
of
stop. Yeah, Paul needs to
he owned our podcast. He literally owned it.
I know.
For a second. I almost turned his mic off.
I'm impressed.
I am not.
Why not?
I'm impressed. Because he gets it. He's got a big enough head. He's got a big, like, he doesn't even
Which
wear his,
one?
His headphones aren't even on.
They aren't.
No. That's why we got to do videos sometimes. But moving down the list, we have Renfields. Now, I'm not very familiar with Renfields. Sean?
Renfield. It's Dracula's you don't know Renfield? Henchman. It's basically, it's Dracula's henchman. So.
He's got the same list I have, probably.
Well, it says horror comedy, so I guess this is going to be like a black comedy
Well, the
or something
fact
like
that it's Nicolas Cage as Dracula.
And you have Awkwafina in it.
Aquafina, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
Stupid. Yep.
But it's Nicholas Holt. I like Nicholas Holt.
I like him too.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I'm sure I'll have a good time with it, but I'm not expecting, you know, much from it.
Yeah. Speaking of movies, we're not
I'm
expecting
not,
much
don't
from
even,
oh,
I don't even
so
want to
so
talk about it.
You got to talk about it. It's on the list. All right, Family. May 19th, Fast X, which is not the porn parody, Fast 10, and it is the second to last installment of the Fast, Fast franchise. Yeah, there's one more.
Honestly, I was done after Tokyo Drift.
No, see, that's not
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, I'm with Sean on this one. After
Why?
Five,
you didn't think 4, 5, and 6 were good? I thought they were good. They weren't over the top. They were not over the top crazy.
So I'm not saying those weren't good, but I was just done with the franchise,
which is fair. But I thought 4, 5, and 6 re-energized the franchise, and now they've killed it again.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Agree.
I hear you.
I can agree, but it's just one of those things like. How many times do we need to see you guys just driving a car around super fast?
I get you. I think that's why I liked 4, 5, and 6 because it wasn't on the street racing thing. They were finding other.
Yeah, they made it to a heist movie.
Yeah, they turned it into Ocean's 11, kind of like with cars,
and it worked. But then they became superheroes.
Oh, God.
They could go to space now.
Oh my God! Remember how everybody joked about it, everybody, and I feel like the filmmakers were like. Oh, everybody's talking about it online. We got to do it. That's what they want.
Yeah.
No. I think the name of our
episode,
Carson's
Paul's
Space.
Reaction in that movie theater was priceless.
I almost walked out.
You weren't going to walk out.
No, I already paid my money.
That's what I'm saying.
And I was hoping that they were going to do the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift song at some point. Yeah. Still
if you go.
I wonder if you know where they go in Tokyo. Right. I love that.
All right. Keep going here.
May 26th, The Little Mermaid. What are your thoughts on the Disney live action
I liked Beauty and the Beast. I liked Aladdin. Lion King was just didn't need to happen. Still haven't seen Mulan. Still haven't seen Dumbo.
I refuse to see Mulan.
Why do you refuse?
Because they took I'll Make a Man Out of You out of it.
So
I will fight that.
Mulan, not good.
Okay.
Dumbo, worse.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that. That's the
and
general consensus.
Pinocchio, I tried watching. I couldn't get the Tom Hanks.
Oh,
it's literally just. I mean,
it's
scene
a shot
for scene,
yeah,
like,
shot for shot.
Yeah.
Live action thing. I'm interested. I mean, I'm not going to say no. Melissa McCarthy playing Ursula, I just think is a trip.
Somebody pointed out recently, I don't know if I was on Facebook or something, but...
And Harvey Bardem as King Triton, I think, is interesting.
That's a but somebody pointed out that Ursula can shapeshift. She can change the way that she looks all the time.
Yeah.
That's how she chooses to look.
Yeah.
Like, she's just like a queen like that. And I was like, huh, I never really thought about that. But that's how she chooses to appear.
Yeah. See, to me, I think Disney has to stop with doing live actions. Even though Beauty and the Beast is...
It was fine.
I honestly, I think it's the best live action they did.
Well, Beauty and the Beast also... Like, we were just watching they did, like, the Disney Live on TV thing.
Yeah.
We were talking about it. Beauty and the Beast, at least, like... attempted to talk about some of the continuity errors and the things.
Well, that's why I liked it. Because it took what you couldn't get in the animated movie because the animated movies are usually pressed for time. They don't want to go over a certain time length. But like the whole like, wait a minute, how do these people not realize there's a castle like
with monsters
an hour walk away, from them.
But that's a simple line. It's part of the spell.
Yeah.
I also like how they addressed that he wasn't 11 when she cursed him.
Yeah.
The castle like is eroding as the curse is finalizing.
Yeah.
You know, that type of stuff. I enjoyed all that. Like, it worked. I thought the casting was very good.
Oh, yeah.
I liked Emma Watson as Belle.
Yeah.
I don't know why people were giving her such grief. And then, is she the greatest singer in the world? No. But she pulled it off.
Luke Evans as Gaston.
Luke Evans was great. Josh Gad is great.
Josh Gad.
Lumiere. Who played Lumiere? Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor.
It was a great cast.
Yeah. Solid Emma Thompson. Cast. And why am I blanking on who played the clock? Ian McKellen.
There it is.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, they did a great job.
Solid cast. And I liked Aladdin. I really did. I liked Aladdin Will Smith as the genie.
I thought he was a solid choice.
I had no problem with it.
And again, they did other things to explain certain things.
And I'm sure they're going to do the same thing with this. And
But they didn't for The Lion King.
No, Lion King was just basically, we're going to make these animals look real.
Yeah.
That's all they could have done. Yeah. What else could they have done?
And they got rid of...
I know you're so I agree with you. I don't. Yeah. It made no sense to me why you would delete that song.
That's so
because if you're telling me you wouldn't do that song because of the Hitler, you know,
quote unquote,
like the hyenas literally goose stepping in front of him.
Yeah.
Who says you had to shoot that scene?
Yeah, just take that out.
Just take that scene out. But that the song has no.
And
no.
Even worse, he says it like he just.
So
like,
that made no sense to me. That really made no sense to me. The voices just didn't do it for me.
Nah.
I mean, nothing against Beyonce and Donald Glover, just didn't do it for me. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you got James Earl Jones to play Mufasa, I don't know why that bothered me.
He sounded so tired.
He sounded old. It was just like, why?
He was definitely
you
on
replaced
the other
everyone
end.
Else. Why are you bringing him back?
Nostalgia. Yeah.
Nostalgia.
But still, put him in as like Rafiki.
Speaking of nostalgia and things that need to end, Transformers Rise of the Beast. We just did a podcast episode on this. We won't spend too much time.
Please.
We'll maybe see it. I don't know.
Probably not.
But that's June 9th. June 16th, we have a movie with Jennifer Lawrence coming out. No Hard Feelings. Jennifer Lawrence is another actress that goes up and down.
Yeah, she's really just kind of has...
She started off her career with such a high. That's why.
Winter's Bone and then gets the X-Men franchise and then that really launches
Hunger Games.
American Hustle.
She gets that Oscar for Silver Linings Playbook.
Linings. Yeah.
So she's like, I don't know if I would put her in the Hilary Swank category, like a very good actress that just for some reason can't seem to be consistent in picking their
stuff. They have their big hits every other like 3-4 movies.
Yeah.
And then she'll do like X-Men and be like, I hate this franchise.
Brie Larson's another one. Won an Oscar relatively young and just really hasn't found what to do next.
Yeah.
And moving forward, June 30th, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it, but it's also another franchise.
It's a different director.
That should just... Maybe not stop, but it needs like a fresh reboot or something
Well, we've been saying, for the last decade, since Disney bought Lucasfilm.
And I didn't know you were French.
Yes, it's like, ooh, wee.
Ooh la la.
And when they got the rights to Indiana Jones along with Star Wars, Indiana Jones was the forgotten thing. Everybody was like, what are you going to do for Star Wars? And I'm like, what are you going to do for Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
Like, to me, for the longest time, I was like, Bradley Cooper. You hire Bradley Cooper and you just reboot the franchise and there you go. They never did it. Literally, they have not done anything. This is the first thing they're doing with the character in the almost decade they've had Indiana Jones under their wing. So it's obviously going to be the last time you're going to get Harrison Ford as the character. So are we going to get a Daniel Craig Bond finale here? You can't kill Indiana Jones off. You can't do it. So I don't know how this movie's going to go, how it's going to end.
Shia LaBeouf.
No. No. You know what I'm interested in? Do they even reference...
I'm curious. Yeah. They'll probably do like the John McClane with Lucy in the very opening scene.
Do you reference? I mean, because I don't think Karen Allen's in it. And they're married.
So yeah.
So do you?
She's dead.
I hope not.
Dead.
That's kind of mean.
Dead. No, I think she'll be in it.
I'm hoping.
Shia LaBeouf.
If they actually get Shia LaBeouf to cameo, that'd be actually kind of funny.
I'd be shocked. We'll see. Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning Part 1, July 14th.
This is another franchise myself that I've enjoyed them, but it's kind of like, all right, how much more of these can you do?
But I had no idea there was going to be another one.
Yeah. This is a part one also.
I'm assuming one. Tom Cruise.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. He's got this huge motorcycle stunt that he's doing for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks... I say what you will, the stunts are always fantastic.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. We have Oppenheimer on July 21st.
I am looking forward to this movie.
Apparently recreated an atomic explosion.
Christopher Nolan, man. And it's shot in IMAX.
Yeah.
I will go see it just for that. And also, it's got a great cast. You know, Cillian Murphy, Florence Pugh, Emily Blunt, Robert Downey Jr., and Matt Damon. Yeah.
But I think Cillian Murphy has...
One other person.
The Atomic Bomb?
Jack Quaid.
Oh, yeah, Jack Quaid's going to be in it. That's right. Now, unfortunately, it does have the ultimate competition. The movie trailer dropped at the same time that... Well, the internet was set ablaze. Same day as Oppenheimer is Barbie.
I'm curious to see which one's going to win the box office that weekend.
Oh, it's going to be wild.
I guarantee you.
Oh, it's going to be Barbie.
Barbie, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a family film. And also, you're going to go see it before you see Oppenheimer, Ronnie.
Honestly?
Did you see the trailer?
For Barbie?
Yeah.
Or Oppenheimer? It's hilarious.
No, Barbie. The whole 2001 yeah. Space Odyssey.
It was pretty funny.
And then you see the shot of Ryan Gosling, who just looks like he's having a ball.
Oh, yeah.
They
look like they're just having a good time.
But it's Greta Gerwig, so I don't think it's going to be stupid. There's going to be, like, a plot line to this movie.
Yeah.
There's going to be, like, meaning to this movie. Because she's a really good writer and a really good director. So, like, I don't think this is just a cash grab, just stupid
movie. A little bit of both.
All right, moving on. We got The Equalizer 3, September 1st.
I don't think I ever saw the second one.
I didn't see the second one. I loved the first one.
The first one was great.
It was a good time. I did not see the second one, so I will have to watch it. But I'll probably try and see this. If I got 9 months to see the second one.
9 months.
That is what I said. We got The Expendables 4 on September 22nd. And you got Sly, Jason Statham, and Dolph Lundgren at least confirmed.
I'm kind of surprised by this. It's literally been a decade since the last one came out.
And the last one wasn't that good.
Yeah, that was the one where they like got the newbie. When what was her name?
They went PG-13.
They went PG-13 for the second one, I think, too.
I don't remember, but
The third one. What? Who's the female MMA fighter?
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
I like the second one.
Gina Serrano.
No, she wasn't in. I know. Gina Serrano's one.
Wasn't she? I thought Ronda, she was.
I don't think she's in. No,
Gina Serrano was in.
She was in Fast and the Furious.
Yeah,
the one in Brazil.
I thought Gina Serrano.
But Ronda Rousey. That's when they had Kelsey Grammer. Yeah. Antonio Banderas was in that one.
Yeah, I like the second.
Ford.
Harrison Ford took over for
Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
The second one was better.
The second one was better. The first one was the best one.
Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris was the second one. The first one was the best one because it was like. Everybody was waiting for that church scene.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was waiting for Stallone, Willis, and Arnold to be in the same room together in a movie.
And it didn't
disappoint. Honestly,
he wants to be president.
The movie got stupider. The movies got stupider when they gave Schwarzenegger more to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just silly. But I'll see The Expendables 4 when it comes out. They're doing a remake of The Exorcist October 13th. I like the original one. We'll see. Yeah. Dune Part 2. Did you see Dune?
I'm not. I'm so bad with movies.
Mel and I sat down and watched it. It was really good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it feels like it's been forever.
Last year.
What was that?
Last year.
I know, but it feels like forever ago. We're going to have to get like a recap video or something.
They hadn't filmed it.
And they weren't sure because of COVID and all that. I think they released it. We watched it on HBO Max.
Yeah.
We got a Hunger Games. I think it's a prequel.
Oh, it's a prequel. Rachel Ziegler.
Yeah, I'm not really. And then Wonka. Stupid.
I'm intrigued.
Get out of here.
I'm intrigued.
Why?
Why are you intrigued?
I don't know. I'm just intrigued. It's Timothy Chalamet. I mean, you know, he looks like Willy Wonka.
He does. I'll give you that. He does look like a young Wonka.
Think, honestly, it would have been better if they just had Mr. Bean as Willy Wonka.
Mr. Bean? What?
Yeah. Rowan Atkinson.
Are you on drugs?
Where is this coming from?
Like, what are you looking at on your computer?
I'm just saying. How do you
pull Rowan Atkinson out of here?
He's
going to
be in the movie.
Oh, he's in the movie.
Oh, he's in the movie? Oh. All right. Lead with that next time.
Well, why else would I bring his name up?
Who's he playing?
That was our concern.
At least according to this, he's going to be in it. I don't know what it... Let me see if I can find out
he's
going to
be the Oompa Loompas.
It doesn't say what he...
Could you imagine if he's like the kid?
I hope that they make the Oompa Loompas all look different.
Honestly, on IMDb, right? All they have is Timothy Chalamet as young Willy Wonka, and then everybody else in the casting, they have no idea.
William Wonka.
Other than Matthew Bainton as Fickle Gruber and Murray MacArthur as the ship's captain. Everybody else that's listed.
Fickle Gruber.
Does not have any roles.
All right. Well, on that lovely note, we're going to wrap up our episode. Guys, if you have a movie that you're looking forward to in 2023, obviously we didn't do any of the comic book movies. We kind of kept them off to the side. But if you guys have any movies that you're looking forward to, let us know. Tell us why. And what is happening next to me? Are you okay, Ronnie? Ronnie's freaking out. I think he's having a seizure. But you can reach out to us on our website, themisfitfaction.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Just type in Cinematic Adventures or The Misfit Faction. Odds are you'll find some of our stuff. Well, this was a lot of fun, and it's got me fired up for our next episode.
Oh, I see what he did there.
Thank you. I don't. Explain it to me.
I'll explain it to you when you're older.
Okay.
We want to thank Ronnie for taking time out of his busy schedule to stay here for 7 hours to record with us.
Thank you. I'm older now. Can you explain that joke to me?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. But as always, I'm Paul.
I'm Sean.
I'm Ronnie.
And we'll see you guys next time.
F you.
Fired up.